It's time now for Made from Nippon, a once a month program to introduce ideas, products, and technologies of contemporary Japan that are getting attention in the world. Our topic this time is toothpaste ready for use without water and liquid oral care products made in Japan with the use of biotechnology.
Oral hygiene is essential for us to stay healthy. This is especially true with elderly people. The oral care products we feature today are being used by people who suffered devastating earthquakes in Kumamoto Prefecture last month.
At this hour, we'll introduce oral care products that are attracting much attention in Kumamoto and overseas. We'll also bring you behind-the-scenes stories about the development of these products.
These are the sounds of three employees of a Yokohama-based oral care product company busy at work. They're rushing to pack nearly 30,000 toothpaste and liquid oral care products.
The destination is Kumamoto Prefecture in Kyushu in southwestern Japan. After a powerful earthquake struck at 9:26 p.m. Japan time on April 14th, frequent jolts continue to rock the area. Nearly 30,000 houses suffered damage in Kumamoto Prefecture. As of May 6th, 3 weeks after the quake, over 15,000 people are still forced to live in public facilities and other places. As earthquakes continue, requests for the company's products have poured in from hospitals and other facilities in the disaster area. The products are in demand because they can be used without water and are safe even if they're swallowed. One of these facilities is a hospital in Kikuyomachi in Kumamoto Prefecture. At the time of the first quake of April 14th, 301 people were hospitalized. Among them were many seniors. Since the damage to the building wasn't serious, it accepted patients from other hospitals that sustained heavy damage.
Saiko Yamaguchi works as a dental surgeon at the Kikuyomachi Hospital. Right after the earthquake, she ordered oral care products from the Yokohama company. She did so because she thought good oral hygiene would help evacuees stay healthy.
The water supplies remain suspended in Kumamoto Prefecture, and if this situation continues for a long time, the frequency of oral care like brushing teeth will decline. Then germs in the mouth will increase, which could lead to pneumonia. There are data showing that many people died of pneumonia at the time of the Great Hanshin earthquake 21 years ago. I thought oral hygiene measures at an early stage were needed to prevent that sort of situation.
The president of the company, Daisuke Teshima, developed the products. Previously, most toothpaste and liquid oral care products contain substances not fit for ingesting, such as synthetic antibacterial agents, alcohol, and antiseptics. This is because the products were not made to be swallowed.
Oral care for bedridden elderly people and others who might accidentally swallow these products was a serious issue at hospitals and clinics. On the other hand, the products Teshima and his staff developed are safe even if people swallowed them. And they are effective in removing germs that cause cavities and periodontal disease. Teshima traveled to Kumamoto himself and delivered the products.
By going to Kumamoto and doing what I can to help, I got the chance to see our products being used at medical institutions. There were many old people, but it was an emergency and there wasn't enough water. I felt that our products can be useful during such times. I was really happy that our research was helping people.
What inspired Teshima to develop safe oral care products was his experience of looking after his father. 4 years ago,
Teshima's father was diagnosed with stomach cancer. He became weaker every day. He lost his physical strength, and it became difficult for him to even rinse out his mouth after brushing his teeth. And then an accident happened.
病院から、いただいたその、抗菌剤っていうのが、うがいをして吐き出せばいいものなんですけども、そのなかなかその。
He was supposed to gargle and spit out the antimicrobial liquid he got from the hospital. But he didn't have enough strength to spit it out and ended up swallowing it. He got sick in the stomach and it was a serious situation. That's when I came up with the idea. Antimicrobial liquid that's safe to help people in certain conditions.
At the time, Teshima was a management consultant. Capitalizing on his knowledge and personal connections, he embarked on the development of oral care products. He wanted to help keep elderly people from getting sick like his father by swallowing oral care products by mistake. But it wasn't easy to find components that would effectively fight germs but would still be safe even if swallowed by people in poor physical conditions.
One day, Teshima met a man named Kohei Nagatoshi, a researcher at a food company. Nagatoshi, working with a local university, had just developed a safe antibacterial substance and was trying to find applications for it.
The key to the development of Teshima's products was a substance called Nisin A. This substance is produced by lactic acid bacteria, which is used in making fermented foods. For instance, cheese is made from milk, and it can be preserved longer with the help of antibacterial substances created in the process of lactic acid bacteria fermentation.
Nisin A is drawing attention because it kills germs that cause cavities and periodontal disease, and it's also believed to be very safe.
To extract Nisin A, a liquid fermented with lactic acid bacteria is first made. And then only Nisin A is taken out using special technologies. Nagatoshi says it took time to develop these special technologies.
その乳酸菌が作る、まあ、ナイシンと言われるものがあるんですが、その成分は非常に微量なために、高度な生成
菌 Lactic acid bacteria produce only very tiny amounts of Nisin A.And extracting it requires sophisticated technology. You have to capture as much of the Nisin A in the liquid as possible, and then extract only Nisin A from the liquid. This is the most difficult part. It took about 10 years to improve the refining technology for mass production.
Teshima's company is selling two kinds of oral care products people can use without water.One of them is a 75mm transparent gel in a tube. Like toothpaste, it can be used on a toothbrush. The other is a 30mm liquid type. People can mix it with water and use it when gargling or spray it directly inside their mouth. The two products come in three tastes, orange, mint, and ume, or plum. It's said that they're being used today at more than 600 medical institutions across the country,as well as facilities for people with disabilities.
Officials of the Japanese Academy of Clinical Periodontology point out that problems with oral health are closely related to health problems throughout the rest of our body, like diabetes, kidney disease, and cardiac infarction. The Japanese market has been expanding yearly as more people realize the importance of oral care.It's estimated that the market reached 300 billion yen in 2015. Recently, Teshima's company has been receiving many inquiries from overseas.
Hello,
Mr. Bebek.
Here we have Mr. Teshima.
Yes.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you so much. No problem.
We talked with the president of a foreign company who said he became interested in Teshima's products. This man said the oral care products especially caught his attention while he was handling the distribution of a variety of goods in the United Arab Emirates.
This is a Japanese product, a very innovative product. And Japan as a country, you have old age population is very high.So any product which is good for old people, and also we have a lot of desert area in the Middle East. So desert area sometime may not have access to the water. So it could be useful.
Teshima has displayed his company's products at nursing care goods exhibitions in the United States, Germany, and other countries. He says he explained about his company's products to doctors, dentists, nursing care workers, and others at these exhibitions and received strong, reassuring responses. He notes that oral care products ready for use without water will prove useful for people in various places overseas.
やはり世界では戦争をしている地域、難民がいる地域、それからそもそも水がないエリア、それから本当にそのまだ医療が。
There are areas around the world where people are suffering from wars, where there are refugees, and where there's no water in the first place. I think there's also a pressing need for this product in places that don't have adequate medical care and infrastructure. Our products will help save people's lives, and I'm ready to go ahead with preparations to deliver them to various regions.
In today's Made from Nippon, we've introduced oral care products created in Japan with the use of biotechnology. Thank you for listening. I'm Eriko Kojima.
And I'm Yoshi Ogasawara.